A tribute to a writer of the writer of worldreports.org, also the editor of worldreports.org, Chris Story, who was announced, has passed away. It was announced on the weekend, but it apparently happened in the middle of July. And because worldreports.org gets into a lot of the conspiracies already, the online world is like buzzing with the conspiracy theories about what happened to Christopher Story. The email headline that I got was "Hero Whistleblower Reporter Christopher Story of WorldReports.org Assassinated?" with a question mark. And then I clicked on, there's different theories that he was shot in the street. There's also a conspiracy that he was poisoned. And then there was a conspiracy that he posted a July 10th report that was immediately pulled down where he spoke of himself being poisoned. But according to his own official site, worldreports.org, the most recent posting was Christopher Story died peacefully at home on the 14th of July after a short illness. Book orders will continue to be accepted as usual. However, there may be a short delay in processing existing orders. His family are grateful for their privacy at this sad time. So it is a quite a short posting about what happened, and that is that's one of the reasons that I think a lot of people are still skeptical, is because Chris Story is known to write a lot of, he writes at length. A lot of his news reports you can read online, his most recent ones are still up there, are, you know, long. If you printed them out, there'd be like 10, 20 pages maybe. His books, though, that he's got from Edward Harrell Limited Publisher, The European Union Collective, another book called The New Underworld Order, and he speaks a lot about, you know, the powers that be, the people who are controlling the world. Well, what I got here for our tribute is a few clips here. This clip, you know, because Chris Story is on YouTube a bit, Christopher Story speaking about the European Union Collective. This is a clip from a talk show he was on. I think it was in the early 2000s, like around 2002. So when the European Union Collective was a bit, you know, younger. Here is his thoughts on the European Union Collective. This is Chris Story in memoriam.
This business of controlling all the political parties and giving them, allowing them to adopt different names, you know, this was a conscious policy, mm-hmm. which was laid down by Gorbachev and Yeltsin mm-hmm. at the 28th Party Congress in July 1990. Mm-hmm. Both Gorbachev and Yeltsin made speeches in which they said to the comrades, now is the time to follow whatever path you feel would be most appropriate. In a nutshell, that's what they said. We have the two quotes in my book, mm-hmm. the European Union Collective. So that's what I call democratism, which is the creation and maintenance of the illusion of democracy. Mm-hmm. Now that pattern is being implemented in the European Union.
Mm-hmm. So there he's speaking about democracy in the European Union, and I guess it is something to look out for everywhere on Earth that's supposed to be a democracy. Is, you know, are you seeing things changing and freedoms changing? One of the things, the main things that gets this whole conspiracy going, what's really fun in this, Christopher Story has been writing most recently a lot about the economic crisis and the derivatives market. Here is a quick clip here from the Lawful Rebellion conference, his last, most recent YouTube video, which was from the fall of 2009. Here is his take on the derivatives market.
We have been exposing the biggest corruption story in the history of the world, which is basically surrounded, concerns the derivatives operation. All derivatives are fraudulent finance activities. And as a direct result of this activity, which you can see displayed on my website, which is www.worldreports.org. Sorry to plug it, but I have to. The United States moved this week onto the Basel II norms, which means that all off-balance sheet transactions are illegal, and which means that the entire derivatives sector is worth zilch. Now, the reason that the pound in your pocket is a piddly little coin which you can't even buy the Daily Telegraph with, is precisely because this leveraging and hypothecation and fraudulent finance activity has been taking place. Now, it was originated in the bowels of what I call the US intelligence power, and the proxy name for that is the CIA, but actually we're referring to 16, possibly 18 agencies which are a subsidiary to the CIA, including the FBI. And this fraudulent finance operation originated when money became digitized or ceased to be more than just an entry on a bank statement or a balance sheet. And the brains behind this is Dr. Henry Kissinger.
So there you got a taste of Chris Story's getting into, you know, who's actually involved with this, who are the powers that be controlling this, and then he just named one name there. Who I've heard a lot about, Henry Kissinger, just because he had worked for so many of the different presidents and, you know, even between different political parties. He's been an advisor for a long time. So I know that he's definitely an important guy. And, you know, that's where some of the conspiracy gets to. How much of the truth was Chris Story, you know, revealing? I looked at his last news headlines. And, you know, his last one, July 1st, headline, big U.S. banks confirmed as criminal enterprises. And he goes on to describe a black octopus criminal carousel. And he lists a bunch of banks and then talks about the idea that they could be laundering money with the drug trafficking cartels. And then he has some evidence from banks involved in Mexico. Well, you can read this all at worldreports.org. And you know, even more, maybe even a bit more interesting, especially for local listeners, is his second last report, Obama Lies and Double Crosses the G8 and G20, in which he, Chris Story, describes what went on at the G8 G20 meetings in Toronto and talks about trillions of dollars being stolen. So this, you know, this is the kind of info that you could get across with when you start doing the research into Chris Story. Well, here's just a quick taste of when Chris Story really gets into, you know, who is on top of this criminal carousel that he talks about. Here's a quick description here of the exposition of a group called the DVD.
Operation Paperclip, that was the first major transfer of Nazis into the United States. So about 700 families went on under Operation Paperclip, but it went on and on and on right the way to the beginning of the 50s. So what happened was that the US intelligence power was taken over to some extent, or to a considerable extent, by a German Nazi fifth column who have been running the show ever since. Now, Kissinger is, I believe, the key to this, and he was instrumental in persuading President Ford to dismiss William Colby as DCI, the Director of Intelligence, in favor of George H.W. Bush. Now, George Bush is the representative in the United States of Deutsche Verteidigungsdienst, which is the German black agency based, believe it or not, in Dachau. And we call it DVD. I exposed DVD. It's nothing to be proud about because we've known about it for years. But I publicized it. And I know for a fact that certain intelligence officers from DVD have actually congratulated elements of MI6 on this exposure, because they think I'm MI6, which is, of course, complete rubbish.
Right, so that's the thing with Chris Story, is we don't know quite who he's working for. We just know that he you know, has been revealed that he's loyal to the Queen and the monarchy. So that's sort of where I think of him as the old world order, because he is definitely totally against this new world order that seems to be going in. You can get more information, though, at the worldreports.org for the actual full reports, or you can check out these clips on YouTube. Just search Christopher Story. You'll find a few clips on YouTube. There's not too many out there. And really, this information hasn't been reported too much. His death hasn't been reported too much. And that clip, the Lawful Rebellion clips that we've been playing, were actually from the BBC Five. They're actually broadcast on TV in Britain. So it is another reason why it's suspicious is that... it hasn't been reported too much. This other theory that Chris Story had posted something on July 14th, I have not been able to confirm. I haven't been able to find a copy of what apparently was posted. I've just been able to read a few descriptions of people had, so I can't even confirm if that's true. With this, you know, it's hard to know what's real, what's not. How about we just listen to here? I'll just play another to wrap up our tribute to Chris Story. Rest in peace, Christopher Story. Is a bit of the end of his presentation at the Lawful Rebellion. Here's where Christopher Story starts talking about the solutions to this problem, the DVD and these banking cartels that are controlling it. Here is some words on solutions.
The solution is that the VAT money should, by administrative fiat of the government, be redirected to a special account at the Treasury. Do we need to tell Brussels this? No, wouldn't bother to tell them. What I would do is just reallocate the funds into the Treasury. After all, they've got a certain financial problem, have they not? These funds are not insubstantial. Within 3 years, the Treasury's problems will be finished. For that reason alone, 15, 20 billion will be very happily received at the Treasury. Okay, that's not enough, but never mind. Now, all they have to do is to have the funds redirected. If Brussels gets uptight, the Treasury says, well, your accounts have not been in order for the last 14 years. We have been advised that it's a criminal offence for us to forward funds to you. We have ceased to do so. What's your problem? Now, finally, I would just rechannel the money straight away so that the British government is no longer committing fraud against you, the taxpayer, and so that we are no longer paying our taxes into the hands of a criminal enterprise. Thank you very much.
Word up. So rest in peace, Christopher Story, the editor of worldreports.org. Check out worldreports.org for more info on Chris Story.